This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Our Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbly, all seven of these mighty hands, and tonight, just thanking you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Oh, precious Father, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to enter the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'm going to open it up to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. And the word of God reads, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salty? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trampled under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for these next few minutes, we want to talk about who are you to a watching world? Who are you to a watching world? Making a lasting impact. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve a mighty God. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one with all power in his hands. Tonight, we are grateful and thankful that my wife and I, Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, that we come to you tonight in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. We are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful through the use of the internet that God has allowed us, hallelujah, to be able to lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. And he enabled us in order to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So to God be the glory here this night and forevermore. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as we come to you tonight to bring forth the word, we ask that you just continue to pray for us and we'll pray for you. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. And so we are grateful for this time. Hallelujah. Beloved, Jesus calls us in order for us to be the salt of the earth and to be the light of the world. You see, beloved, a watching world needs to taste the Lord and see that he is good. Yes, beloved, believer in Christ, people need our preserving influence, and they need to see the light of Christ shining through us. Remember, you may be the only Bible some will ever read. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening tonight and those that will be listening at a later date. Child of God, believer in Christ, people need our preserving influence, and they need to see the light of Christ shining through us as born-again believers. Remember, you may be the only Bible some will ever read. Child of God, there is no greater satisfaction than to know that you have been used by God himself to touch somebody's life, perhaps for eternity. Who are you to a watching world? Live a life that causes impact. Of great impact. Jesus says two things here in the scriptures that was read about us as followers of his in the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Again, it says, ye are the salt of the earth, and ye are the light of the world. You see, when we first look at salt, it has lots of redeeming qualities, such as making things more flavorful in the natural. People of God, through our life, we should invite others to taste and see that the Lord is good, according to Psalms 34, verse 8. That's why we can't teach how we are supposed to learn. And when we learn from the Word of God to ourselves, we have to be ambassadors for Christ. We have to represent Jesus, represent him for who he is. Yes, we serve a God who sits high and look low, knows us all by name. Very hairs on our head. Here we see in the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, it says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man, woman, Barbara, according to what the gospel of Jesus Christ is saying. Because salty Christians leave people with a hunger for more of God's word. Leave people wanting more of the gospel and more of God's love in their lives. So making a lasting impact, who are you? To the watching world is a very important task for us to do. You see, salt, it certainly adds flavor, and it is used as a preservative. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we as believers are living. When we live as Christians, we help to preserve the world and we make it a better place. People of God, when we share our faith with others, whether in word or in deed, we are partnering up with God to save some people from the path of evil. We help to preserve their soul because every person matters and is precious to God. So again, we are reminded by Jesus to live salty lives by helping to preserve our world and people who needs the Lord, and for us to let our light so shine. Beloved, like salt, light has a number of functions. You see, light guides and it eliminates. We need to guide people to the light of the world. Ye, as believers in Christ, are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill, which cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Jesus, he also said in Matthew 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus wants us to be the light of the world and to be the salt of the earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, live such a good life among the unsaved that though they accuse you all of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation with us. Yes, Jesus is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for a prepared people to take them to a prepared place. That's why it says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. It was not so, I would have told you. I'll go to a prepared place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Then where I am, you may be also. So, beloved, we as believers in Christ, we need to warn the world that one thing is sure. One thing is sure of salt and life. They need to be used for good. If salt is to preserve, it has to come into contact with that which is preserved. People of God, sometimes well-meaning Christians, they want to insulate themselves completely from the world by only making some Christian friends. They only listen to Christian music. They only go to Christian concerts. There is nothing wrong with any of these activities. But if you, as a born-again believer, hide away from the world all the time, God might as well rapture you up right now. So as a child of God, the Lord has left us, here for a reason. And every day, it is an opportunity for us to be salt and light, to intersect with the culture all around us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God has never left us here to be on an island totally by ourselves. No, he has left us here to do a work. He has left us here to mingle with people, to use wisdom, to walk in wisdom, to walk as light in a world of darkness that is plagued with sin. Yes, remember, child of God, we all need one another. And as born-again believers in Christ, we need some non-Christian friends in order to be salty, with. Because you may be the only Bible that someone would ever read. And you may be the only church that they will ever attend. You see, Jesus is our set example. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus in the Word of God, in the Gospel, he was known as being a friend of sinners. He was known to mingle outside the box. But he set the example for us as followers of his to follow. Making, if you want to make a lasting impact upon the world, we are, you are. Who are you to a watching world? Are you standing up for righteousness, living a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is vital in 2021 to live a life that is pleasing to God. And we do this all by faith. As the Bible says, in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible for you to God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking the Lord. We are seeking him while he may be found. As we draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added to us. So believe in Christ. Live your life for maximum impact. Beloved, anyone who loves Jesus loves the church and loves the lost, no matter the cost, and wants to make him or her life count for Christ. Yes, love family of God. Yes, child of God, believe in Christ. When you look out at the world condition today, around your neighborhood, around your state and country, what do you see? Yes, we are living in times where people will believe a lie before they believe the truth. We are living in a time where our culture, when you talk about God, Jesus, they will show you call you everything but a child of God. But your mind must be made up. Your heart must be fixed that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. So, beloved, when we serve as Jesus commanded us to do by using our gifts and talents to meet the needs of people around us, we will be talked about. Bible says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So we, as we become as salt and light to people by pointing them to Jesus, we will be talked about. Oh, yes, we will. So, yes, children of God, we are called at this time, in this life, in this world, we are called to make a difference by influencing and impacting the world around us. So, child of God, God's desire is for you and I, as a born-again believer in Christ, to live an extraordinary life so that we can end the people around us for his glory, and he'll get the glory alone. To believe in Christ, you were created in the image of God and placed here on earth to live for Christ, for God's glory. And he saved us. Oh, yes, he did. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He saved us. He's keeping us for such a time as this. We are the clay. He is the potter. He's making us. He's breaking us. He's stretching us. Transforming us by the renewing of our mind, that we may come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, what a blessing to be saved today. Oh, what a blessing to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives. So, when we finally exhale our last breath on this earth, God will and bring us home to heaven, where Jesus has built a heavenly room just for you and I. You see, God wrote his name. God wrote our name as born-again believers in the Lamb's book. So, child of God, your life is not your own. You've been bought with a price. We're only God's people. We're only followers of Christ. You see, your life, my life, is to be a blessing to other people that we may encounter on a daily basis. You see, your purpose in this life is to direct people to know the Savior, to know Jesus Christ, and to worship God in spirit and in truth. Also for us to fellowship with other believers in order to minister to others around us, our community, our state, as well as the world, to live an extraordinary life. It means to leave a legacy of impact. Yes, believers in Christ, life as we know it, it is too short to be wasted. Child of God, making a kingdom impact is very vital. You see, the fruit of light is found in all that is good, that is right, and that is true. This is how Christians share their light in this world, a world plagued with sin, plagued in darkness, a world that's headed to hell, a world that needs to see the God in you and also in me. They need to see that as Christians, our life is here in Christ. But we look onto the hills and we're coming out of help. Our help coming from the Lord. So beloved, Jesus called his followers to make a kingdom impact in this world. Hallelujah.
But I'm here to say
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, all praise, all glory and honor goes to him here tonight. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in tonight. Amen. We just hope and pray that through the teaching of the word of God that you will glean something that you will hold on to give you encouragement for this week's journey. The God that we serve, he's alive and well. He needs slumber, not sleep. He sits high, but look low, knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. We just pray and believing with you that what you are believing God for, according to his will, would be granted for you. Hallelujah. So again, tonight we are talking about, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, making a lasting impact on, hallelujah, in life. Who are you to a watching world? We as born-again believers of Christ has no business looking down. We have to look up because God has been so good to us. Amen. He has been so good to us, so we want in turn to be good for him, to be used by him while we're here on earth so that he may get the glory through our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. So the world is watching us as God's children, as believers in Christ. They are watching to see what type of life we are living. And will our life be an impact upon our communities? Will our life be an impact upon our families, our friends, our world, as well as our country? Amen? Hallelujah. So therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, we must endure what we not only do, but by what we say. We have to say the right thing, live the right way, and do the right thing. Because you see, in the times that we are living in times such as these, it is very important and vital that we walk like Jesus and we talk like Jesus talked. Amen. We as people of God spend time on what we consider to be important to us. It is the nature of human beings, amen? But we as God's people know that we can't waste time, amen? That today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that the Lord wants us to go out beyond the four walls of a building, even our houses, amen? And go by the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is not the time to hungry to get scared. This is not the time to back up like a crowfish looking for a hole in Louisiana. No, this is the time to hungry to be zealous about the things of God, to go forward with boldness and to let the people know that God, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Yes, God has been too good to me for me to shut up. God has been, he has given me this mouth to speak. Amen. So I want to uplift his name as long as I got breath in this body. Lift up the name of Jesus and tell people, let people know that God is still in the miracle working business. He still sits on the throne. Amen. All power is in his hand. So we as people of God, when we demonstrate Christian love, it distinguished, separated believers in Christ from the rest of the world. Bible says in the book of John, chapter 13, verse 35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Notice that Jesus, he did not say that people would know that you are my disciples if you promote my agenda, or wear a Christian t-shirt, or have a fish decal on your car. No, rather, Jesus said, if you love one another, because a watching world will be persuaded, not when our values are promoted, but when they are externalized. When they are, hallelujah, in other words, we are promoting lifting up the name of Jesus. But we do it, our good deeds and our work is, hallelujah, it's agreeing with God's will for our lives. People of God, believers in Christ, are you demonstrating to the world the goodness of the Lord? God hasn't just saved us just to sit on our most holy than that. No, he has saved us to be a mouthpiece for him. We are the clay. He is the potter. He's making us. He's shaping us. He's stretching us. He's, hallelujah. He's stretching us, and he's transforming us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So believers in Christ, as God advertised to a watchful world or society as to how individuals could live their best life in this society, in this world, we have to be willing and ready to die to self on a daily basis, to put all selfish desire to the side, and let the will of God for our lives be ever so present. People of God, the measure of our maturity is our love for God and our love for others. People of God, the Bible, the Word of God, is God's divine revelation of absolute truth, which is just as relevant today as it was, ever was. And definitely in 2021, we need to really come forward and be a mouthpiece for God. So, beloved, we must first seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added into our lives. So, beloved, let us take heed to what Christ said and watch for the signs he talked about. We need to regularly and consistently, earnestly, so that we can stay close to God and for us to keep going and keep doing God's work. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, anyone who loves Jesus, loves the church, and loves the lost souls, and want to make him or her life count for Jesus Christ. Yes, child of God, the choices we make now will determine the world which we lead to those who come after us. Beloved, God is looking for faithful, committed commitment from his people in 2021. You see, the watermark of a Christian life is integrity. Integrity means it is a high standard of living based on a personal code of morality. Yes, people with integrity have nothing to hide or nothing to fear. Bible says in Proverbs 10, verse 9, the 8th part of the verse says, he that walketh upright, walketh securely. In other words, their life, our open book. This is their message to a watchful world. Go ahead and look. My behavior will match my belief. My walk will match my talk. My video will match my audio. And my character will match my confession. Yes, believers in Christ, we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. So making a lasting impact, there is no greater satisfaction than to know that you, as a child of God, have been used by God to touch someone's life, perhaps for eternity. Again, the word says in Matthew 5, verse 13 through 16, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trampled on the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And they give it light unto all that are in the house. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Yes, beloved, a watching world need to see how good God is, need to taste how good the Lord is. People need our preserving power, our preserving influence, and they need to see the light of Christ shine through us. Yes, because we may be the only Bible some people may ever read, or the only church service that some people may ever attend. Jesus calls us to be salt and to be light. Oh, what a blessing that we, as representatives of Christ, is able, willing, and ready to be examples like Jesus was, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, we are called to be salt seasoning and light bearing in our world that is full of darkness and sin. You see, Jesus' words in the scriptures that I've read, they are not here as a suggestion, but they're here as a command. Yes, child of God, if you are salt, then season. If you are light, then shine. People of God, just as salt is different than that of pepper, and light is very distinguished, separated from darkness, so are we as Christians are separated from the world. Bible says, come ye out of darkness into the, and be ye separate, says the Lord. And I will be a God to you, and you shall be my children. Oh, God wants us to be separate. He wants us to live a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. Yes, beloved, it is the Christian distinguishedness that makes a difference in the world that we are living in 2021. Yes, when we have one example, when we look at businesses, it is called a marketing. In advertisement, this is called positioning. In basketball, it is called strategy. In Christians, it is called holiness. That is being different. That is being set apart. It is what set us apart from the rest of the world. We've been called to light. We came out of darkness And God so sees fit that we're still here in the land of the living. We are grateful and thankful tonight that God extends grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. Each and every day, he loads us down with benefits. Yes, he didn't have to do it, but he did it because he so loved us that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us, as children of God, stay close to Christ. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Jesus, he continued in the word of God, says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, he says, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt lost its flavor, its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is thenceforth good for nothing except to be trotted out, and trampled on the foot of men. Brothers and sisters in Christ, salt, as we know it, will always be salt, because it is a stable compound. You can put it in a dish or in a bowl, come back even years later, and it will still be sodium chloride, which is known as salt. You see, the only way that salt can lose its saltiness is to be mixed with something else. Yet the point here is, on a spiritual level, way of thinking, Jesus is warning us as followers of his that it is very easily dangerous to become deluded and lose our saltiness in order to preserve our influence in the world today. So, beloved, if we are not affecting our world, then the world is affecting us. Yes, child of God, if you are not salting the world, then the world is rotting you out. So, in order to prevent the world from affecting you, you must stay in close contact with the ultimate influence of Jesus Christ. He is our set example. He is the one that we should, hallelujah, that we should model after our life. Jesus was a praying man. So we as followers of his has to pray. Jesus prayed and fasted. Followers of his has to pray and fast. We have to seek the Lord on a daily basis. Just don't wait until Sunday morning or midweek service. Have a time of devotion. Get in your secret closet and talk to Jesus. Have a little talk with him. Believers in Christ, you see, spending time in prayer and in God's word on a daily basis, it will produce a dynamic influence in our lives to the world and as well as others around us. So making a lasting impact in order the world to see our life in full, in the fullness that it is. We have to have our mind made up. Our heart has to be fixed that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So we as believers in Christ should make our works visible to those around us as well as to those in the world that we live in. Bible says in Matthew 5, verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Beloved, our influences, however small or great, will and has to be seen. Remember, as always, that salt can be tasted, but light can only be seen. So, beloved, Jesus is still calling for his followers of his to be audio, visual, Christians, believers in Christ in 2021. You see, our Christianity should be vibrant and also visible. The Christian life is something to be seen. Be mindful of this at all times, that salt in a salt shaker and light under a bushel basket makes no impact. It has to be used. It has to be, salt needs to be shaken and applied to what to be preserved. And light has to be set on a stand to where it makes impact to dispel a darkness. Christians born of visible deeds of compassion influence no one. I'm going to say it again. Christians, believers in Christ, that is void of visible deeds of compassion, influence no one, not one soul. Can I get an amen, somebody? Is the truth anyhow? Beloved, the spirit, the feel, the reason of the Christian influence is the whole world. Jesus gave a command to his disciples before he ascended on high. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Amen. Yes, again tonight we are talking about, who are you to a watching world, making a lasting impact? We just hope and pray there was something that we said through the word of God that have brought forth encouragement to your soul. We just pray that God will meet you in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that message today. We hope that you've gotten some information that you can share and help you with your everyday life in Christ. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you to listen to the broadcast every Tuesday evening and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. God bless. Have a great weekend. Know that God loves you, and so do we. And please remember that your life makes an impact on people, either negative or positive. It's up to you. So exemplify the characteristics of Christ. Have a great weekend. God bless.